Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're continuing through the devotional book, Serving God. And we're in week one, which is wrapped around the idea of being called to serve. And today's specific topic is on serving God through equipping others. It could also be somewhat centered around serving God through being equipped. But the reason that God equips us is so that we can equip others. I mentioned in the devotion in the book that I like to do things by myself if I can. The things that I'm good at, the things that I know how to do, are often much easier and go much more smoothly and quickly if I just do them. But the problem with such a short-sighted approach is if I'm not actively equipping somebody to do the things that I know how to do, there very well could come a time when the tasks that I'm accomplishing aren't known by anyone. God writes to Timothy, and Paul writes to Timothy, and God gives him the words and tells him that all Scripture is God-breathed. It's useful for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, so that the person of God can be equipped for every good work. You see, not only was it instruction for Timothy so that he could be equipped, but Paul's letters to Timothy were all about instructing him, training him, teaching him, so that he could equip others who would follow in his footsteps, so that he could prepare for the time that he was no longer able to do the preaching, the teaching, the leading that God had equipped and called him to do. That was the heart of Paul's life, to not only take what God had put within him and share it, but to equip others to be able to do the same. As we live life, God has put gifts and abilities and wisdom within us that if we apply that wisdom, we put into practice. And it helps us to do certain things. Sometimes it's years of learning, it's years of practice, it's years of struggle that we learn, and we can serve others by equipping them to do the things that we're able to do, that God has enabled us to do. By finding those that have a similar calling, a similar gifting, a similar desire to serve God in the way that we've been able to. And not that we're trying to clone ourselves or convince people to imitate us exactly, but we're helping them to learn and to put into practice the good things that God has created them for, the good things that God has called them to. You see, as we live life, I think it's important for us to periodically stop and consider, what is it that I'm good at? And to do so in a way filled with humility and not pride. I mean, it's easy to take that question and kind of drown in ourselves. But we ask that question so that we can ask the follow-up question, how did I get to be good at it? Who helped me along the way? Who taught me? What did I learn the hard way that I wish somebody had told me? You see, when we stop to ask ourselves those important, those serious questions, then I believe we're more able and more equipped ourselves to equip others. And whether they choose to listen or not, we're able to help them know what we learned the hard way. And even if they need to learn it the hard way themselves, when they're in the midst of that, they can say, oh, that's what he meant. You see, life itself is temporary. Short of the return of Jesus to take us home and to just take us from this earth to himself, the passageway there is marked with a death of this physical body. In some way, some fashion, somehow. And life goes on for those that are still here. And the question I ask myself from time to time is, what legacy am I leaving? And there are some in our world that leave a legacy of finances, that of endowments, of special buildings and monuments and this and that that they've funded. And unless God miraculously pours an abundance into my accounts, that's not going to be my legacy. And I'm guessing it's probably not going to be your legacy. But the greater legacy than all of that is found in the people that we've been able to equip through God's Word, through His instruction, through His truth. The legacy is found in the people that we've influenced and helped and directed towards Jesus. You see, today's prayer guide that went out this morning is titled Look and See. And Isaiah prophesies about a king who will reign in righteousness, whose peace will be without end, who will reign with justice. And he says that it will be a time where the people's eyes will be open to see, and their ears will be open to hear. And so this week, during our prayer time in this prayer guide that I publish, we're going to be looking at various things that God has said, open your eyes and see. Look and see. Pay attention. I believe as we look and see, as we pay attention to what God has told us in His Word, as we use those elements within His Word to look and see the things that He wants us to see today, that not only will we be better equipped to live as His children, we will have the tools necessary to help equip others. Later this morning, Lord willing, I'll be sharing a message at Deer Run on finding calm in the storm. And it really isn't only about finding calm, it's about sharing calm. To help equip people to live life. When I was asked about the possibility of preaching and whether I had enough time to prepare, it's like, well, when I read Scripture, my mind kind of thinks in sermons. And I've got a collection of outlines that I've not preached anywhere. And this was one of those that I've not done here. And when I come across the title, it kind of fit to where I feel we are as a nation. We're in the middle of a storm. And we have been for a long time. And I actually suspected when I pulled the title up that the text I would use would be Jesus calming the storms in the lake. When the disciples are in a boat and the boat's being tossed about and Jesus says, "Peace, be still." But that's not the text we'll use this morning. And I'll post the video later. You can watch it on the Deer Run Facebook page at 10:30 a.m. But it's a setting that is more the storms of life. And we're going to look at finding calm in the storms of life and sharing calm in those storms. You see, it's those things that we find in Christ that help us that God wants us to share with others, to equip them. It's why Paul writes to the Philippians, says, if you have any comfort from God's word, if you have any encouragement, if you have any of this stuff that's good and right, and Paul says, make my joy complete by having the same attitude as Christ. And I'm told that the wording in the original language as Paul wrote that is not really asking a question. It's worded in a way to cause the people to say, well, of course I do. He says, if you have any encouragement, and you know you do, and I believe as we look at God's word, as we look at our own life, and we can ask, if you've been equipped in any way by God, and you know you have, then go about the task of equipping others. Obviously, using God's word, living by His Spirit. It's not something you're doing on your own, by your own wisdom or might or strength. The equipping of others is all about connecting them with God through Jesus, helping them to develop consistent prayer times, consistent Bible reading, consistent listening times to hear what God would have them to do. Not to develop mini-me's or things or people that are exactly like me, but to develop people who are like Christ. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to ask those questions of God. What are you good at that He's made you good at? And how are you equipping others to be good at what He's created them to be good at? How are you helping the growth process? What are you doing to encourage and to help your own growth process? Are you spending time in prayer and God's Word? Are you taking in the bread of life to become strong? Today, as we pray, perhaps as you examine yourself, you also ask God to help you to see the people He has already put around you, that in a sense become your legacy, become those that He has called you to help equip. And I know it's a crazy world we live in, and still under a lot of COVID restrictions and trying to keep distance and all the things that are designed to protect one another. And we may need to be a little more creative in how we equip. But never let the restrictions of this life keep you from the joy of serving as you equip others, just as God has equipped you through the work of others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible that You not only equip us with Your Word and Your Spirit, but You put people in our life that are instruments of equipping and training and teaching and correcting and the things that we need. Father, help us to examine how we've been equipped for the specific things that we currently do. As we look at our education, as we look at our experience, as we look at the people in our life, our upbringing, and all of the little pieces that have worked together by Your hand, by Your direction, to equip us to do the good works that You set in front of us to do. And Father, as we examine that and we see the people that have been a part of our life, may we also look ahead as we look around and see the people that You've called us to be a part of their life. Help us to be involved in serving You as we help equip others for the task of sharing the good news of Jesus. As we help to equip others with growing in their relationship with you and in knowledge and practice, as we live a life that pleases and honors Christ, may the legacy that we leave be the same legacy that Jesus left, the legacy of serving, a legacy of equipping, of training, of sending out. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our schools, our communities, I pray today that they would be thoroughly equipped. They would be thoroughly equipped because we use your word in our teaching, in our training, in our education, and in every aspect of how we raise children. They would be thoroughly equipped because we share with them the knowledge that we've gained from those that have equipped us. They would become a part of our legacy as they grow and they become those that equip others. Father, may we help them to realize that it's never too early to begin sharing, to begin taking what they know and equipping classmates and friends and others who need to know Jesus. Father, as we look around us and we see the storms of life, sometimes it feels like on pressing in on every side. May we look to you and know that we are fully equipped to find calm in the midst of any storm. And sometimes that means you will quiet the storm, and sometimes it means you will simply calm us as the storm rages around us. Father, in all of us, may we continually pray that we could live peaceful and quiet lives so that we could represent Jesus well. May we pay attention to the reputation that we build for ourselves. When we notice those things that bring honor to you, and may we put those things into practice even as we discard the things that bring dishonor. Father, this week may we continue to look and see. May we open our eyes and allow you to open our eyes to see as you see. And may our looking and seeing compel us to action. May we really have eyes that see and ears that hear in such a way that we respond and live obediently to not only to your word, but to the calling of your Spirit. Father, may we grow in serving you as we grow in serving others. And may all of it be done in such a way that Jesus is lifted up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.